it may sound huge, but if you look at the input into the Nigerian military in terms of hardware and equipment, I should say about 95% of all inputs are imported. And since the devaluation of the Naira in the early 80s, the purchasing power of the Naira has dwindled drastically.
Is it that the army's budget, the security budget, is not enough? Or is it a case of waste in the system, which critics suggest is there's more corruption?
The part corruption plays in military spending in this country is very small.
What critics of this suggestion from the president are saying is that, look, the military has a budget of $6.3 billion. Are you saying that in actual facts, the military is getting far less than what is budgeted officially?
The military, in terms of capital cost, I re-emphasize, capital cost, over the years, the military has not been adequately funded. What most nations do is they determine the defense requirement for the country and look for the resources to ensure that these requirements are met. But in our own case, it is not exactly like that. The funding has never matched the defense requirement.
So
that has been the problem.
So, Commander Gberevie, what is it that the army, the security services, need today to contain Boko Haram and all those insurgencies that they do not have, that this extra $1 billion will take care of? Give us a shopping list.
If I'm to give you a shopping list, it will be endless. But let me say, you need helicopter gunships, you need armored personnel carriers, you need, the right kitting for the army, especially the Air Force, air power. This type of operation, air power is a critical requirement in this type of operation.
And if we narrow this down to the rescue mission for the Chibok girls, who we are told are in the Sambisa Forest. Everybody knows where the girls are in this forest. The government knows, the militants themselves know, the public knows, but nobody seems to be able to make a move to get in there and get the girls out. What is needed right now in terms of kitting, in terms of logistics, in terms of people, and how much would it cost to put all of this together to get this operation underway to rescue the girls?
Let me say the rescue of the girls is not really a function of, dollars or naira and kobo. This is a situation. If you were to embark on a military rescue, you will require special forces to go in there. And it is not something that you just wake up overnight and do. You have to get the right intelligence. You have to get the right assets. You must get the right personnel, which I think we have. And I think the security of the girls, the safety of the girls, is paramount.
Are you saying you don't need this extra $1 billion in order to rescue the girls?
No, that is not what I'm saying. If over the years we have been spending this $1 billion that we are just getting overnight, the assets that I have mentioned will have been on ground. The saying is, you prepare for war in peacetime. But in our own case, investment in military equipment and hardware over the years has not been commensurate with our requirement.